Amy Kappelman is a North Carolina ambassador for Moms for Liberty, a nonprofit parents' rights group. She's in support of a new North Carolina bill that would keep what she calls pornographic material out of school libraries.
They are welcome to read these books in their homes, go to the public library, order it from Amazon. But in a public school library, pornographic material should not be available.
Kappelman says House Bill 636, titled Promoting Wholesome Content for Students, would create committees in each school to approve books based on criteria of education, quality, appropriateness, and cost. The committees would be 5 parents and 5 faculty, and they would review every book in a school library and any new books to be added. However, to some librarians, the bill is an overcorrection. Jenna Wine is a media coordinator for Riverside High School. She says the need for committee review could make barriers too high for maintaining a collection.
We won't get any books. There will be no more books. That's too much of a process, especially with how public education is currently. We are drowning already. So then adding this, it's going to cut down so much.
For those in support, however, this is an absolute necessity, as the bill's sponsors emphasized in a K-12 North Carolina House committee meeting.
I move that the proposed committee substitute for House Bill 636 be placed before the committee. All those in favor?
The primary sponsor, Republican Jennifer Balcom of Henderson County, says the bill gives parents a voice in what students see, as opposed to locking parents out of the process.
As a mom, I believe that parents should be seen as partners in education and not outsiders. And this bill gives them a seat at the table while still leaving decisions in the hands of a balanced local committee that includes educators to make those decisions.
The bill did pass committee, but it wasn't without issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the motion on Representative Biggs. All of you who are in favor of this legislation, you are not recognized. In favor of this legislation, will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no.
No. No. Division. Division.
And the division is not granted. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
In a voice vote of aye or no, the bill passed committee despite Democrat Representative Julie Van Hafen of Wake County calling division, which would have required a hand tally of the votes. Instead, the bill came to the House floor.
The question for the House is the passage of House Bill 636 on its third reading. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. And House Bill 636 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate.
Wine emphasizes that reading a book a student enjoys is key to developing literacy skills. With the proposed provisions of the bill, she says finding such a book might become much harder, as processing hundreds of books by a committee could drastically reduce the number of books that make it to school library shelves.
If we can get 10 books a year, sure, that's fine. That's only 10 books that maybe 1% of our kids will like. And then what about the rest of them?
Even if this bill doesn't become law, Wine still worries about what litigation like this means for librarians and media coordinators moving forward. I'm W.H. Hayes, reporting.